let's find out about those Vancouver Canucks. What a great game last night. And so during the Canucks playoff run, we are going to be checking in every day with Jay Jen, our sports anchor for Global News, who joins us now. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Simi. I was so excited. I thought I was qualifying for the Sea Lovers gift card that I was going to win and the trip.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great, but I got to be honest, Simi, not as great as what I witnessed last night and what the entire province did at Rogers Arena. You know, when you think back to 2011 and the Stanley Cup playoff run and just how magical it was at that time, and sitting in the rink last night waiting for game one to start, I couldn't believe, Simi, that it's almost been 10 years since we saw playoff hockey at Rogers Arena. And I don't know if it had been because it had been that long or because there's been so much anticipation about this hockey team, the way that it played this year. But last night was magical, Simi. It really was. It was deafening. You know, afterwards I asked Dakota Joshua and Quinn Hughes, I said, give me one word to describe tonight. And they looked at each other and they thought about it. Dakota Joshua, who's the game's first star, said, spectacle. And then Quinn Hughes said, I don't think I can really answer it in one word, but if I was to try, electric. And that's what it was last night at Rogers Arena.
Okay, and so the fans are clearly in a good mood, but tell me, Jay, what have you been able to learn about how the team is feeling right now?
You know what? The last couple of weeks, especially last week when we were getting closer to the playoffs and you know, they had clinched and we were just waiting to see who was going to be the final opponent, you could sense that they were ready for the playoffs. Nobody on that roster, Simi, had played a playoff game at Rogers Arena. I mean, the last time this team was in the playoffs was the bubble, you know, in Edmonton, where there was no fans, there was no atmosphere. So nobody knew what to expect. You know, I talked to Connor Garland about it. You know, I said, what do you think the difference will be? And he said, I don't know, because, you know, I've never played a game here before. My only playoff experience was in the bubble. But he looked back to 2011 because he was a Boston Bruins fan, Massachusetts kid, and he talked about the towels. He talked about the U2 song, Where the Streets Have No Name, where they came out. And the Canucks replicated that last night for game one. And this is a team that never panics. Rick Tocchet said, we're a resilient bunch, even if we get down by goal. And that's what you saw going into the third period when they were down by a goal.
Oh, it still sounds so great. Okay, so you're going to stick with us through the playoff run here, right? We're going to talk to you every morning. We're going to get you up early.
You're going to get me up early. It was a late night last night, but any chance I get to talk sports, you know, on the mighty CKNW, I will do it. And you know what, Simi, who knows what awaits ahead? I think it's going to be a tough series, but boy, oh boy, what a special night everybody last night at Rogers Arena.
I hope we're really going to get to know you over the next weeks and weeks and weeks, as long as this goes on for us. So Jay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And, you know, Sea Lovers, here we come.
Yeah, that's right. Jay and I are going to go for lunch. That's Jay Jen, our sports anchor for Global, joining us for the Canucks playoff run. Yes, lots to come.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.